a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, I'm so glad to see you. I've been thinking about you for 2 whole days. Mm-hmm. What did you do this weekend? Did you enjoy it? Well, I thought often about you. And today, I went to the drugstore and bought something. I thought you might like to guess what it is. It's a brush. But it's not the kind that brushes your hair. It's a brush for your... Right. Toothbrush, toothpaste, and some tooth powder. I'll show you. Come on over here. There it is. It's yellow. Now some people, it's in its own little container, some people like to use tooth powder and some people like to use toothpaste. I think I'll choose toothpaste for today and just brush my teeth. If you have a bathroom, you brush your teeth in the bathroom sink. And if you don't have a bathroom, you brush your teeth in the kitchen sink. My dentist always told me to brush from the top down like this, and from the bottom up like that. Go ahead. Down, 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 up. Tastes good. Such a good fresh taste. Do you brush your teeth? After you've brushed your teeth, you clean out the sink. For the next person. There. And you do that, once or twice a day. And you go see your dentist about twice a year. I think maybe I'll ask Picture Picture to show us the very last time I was at the dentist's office. A picture picture on the wall, would you kindly show us all the last time I visited the dentist? Yeah, that looks like part of his office. Mm-hmm. There I come in and the dentist assistant takes my coat and I sit down in the chair. Always do about the same thing every time I go. And she puts a little towel around my neck. It's a soft towel. And that's so I won't get any water or any spit on my clothes. And then she puts all the dentist's tools
things that he uses to keep your teeth healthy. And there's my dentist. And he washes his hands. He studied a long time to be able to know just what things are right to keep your teeth healthy. He wants you to open your mouth very wide so he can see in very well. Then he puts some kind of water in your mouth and he asks you to spit it out. It's fun to feel it spray in there too. Some more of that water going in. And then his assistant puts something else on that and he sprays some very good tasting stuff. That's about the last thing he does. It's not only good tasting, it helps keep your teeth good and healthy. We usually say goodbye and shake hands. And then I make an appointment for next time. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. Thank you. Do you ever go to the dentist? Well, dentists are other people who really care about you and want to keep you well. Mm-hmm. I sometimes think of Don Quixote when I think of teeth. You know, he has such a big mouth and such great big white teeth. Wish we could just visit him. How could we do that? Because, you know, he lives at someplace else. Maybe we could just make believe that we're there. Someplace else. Let's close our eyes and try. Just make believe that we are going to someplace else. Now open your eyes, and there we are.
Yeehaw! Ahee! Nice day!
Speedy delivery for Don Quixote. Speedy delivery here.
Hello there, Mr. McFeely.
Well, good day, Don Quixote. Good day. How are you today?
I'm glad to see you. I'm just fine. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. I stopped by the pharmacist, Don Quixote, and picked up your bottle of mouthwash.
Oh, good. Could I see it, please?
Oh, certainly. I'll just unwrap it. The pharmacist put a layer of paper around it here, Don Quixote, and I'll unwrap it here for you.
He's a good man, the pharmacist. He's a good man.
Yes, he is. There we go. There's your bottle of mouthwash, Don Quixote.
I'd like to smell it and see if it's the one I ordered.
Alrighty, we'll take the top off there and I'll hold it up to your nose.
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one I like.
Well, I'm glad we'll put the top back on so it doesn't spill, Don Quixote.
Good.
Oh, I have an idea there, Don Quixote. Would you like to pretend and show me how to gargle? Would you like to do that for me?
Oh, sure, I'll pretend for you.
All right, now I won't take the top off this time. We'll just pretend this time, all righty?
Yeah, because I gargle inside at my sink.
That's right, that's right. Now we'll just pretend and just lean back, and I won't take the top off. There you go. Oh, that sounds just like it. Oh, good, good.
Well, what's the matter with Don Quixote? Something wrong?
Nothing, Miss Saturday. I just bought him his new bottle of mouthwash from the pharmacist, you see.
Oh, how lovely.
And we're pretending how to gargle. He's just showing me. He's just pretending, though. Very good, Don Quixote. Very good.
Yeehaw, do you want some, Sarah Saturday, ha-hee?
Oh, no, thank you, Donkey. I have some at home, but I came to invite you and Mr. McFeely to the dance room of the castle.
Are you having a dancer today, Miss Saturday?
Oh, yes, and she's just wonderful. But she wants people to tell stories, and she's going to make up dances about their stories.
Oh, she must be a clever lady, a clever lady.
Hee-haw, I don't know what story I'd tell. You'd better do the story, Mr. McFeely.
Well, me? Oh, no, I can't do the story. Too busy today, Don Quixote. Too busy. I better leave pretty soon, all righty?
Well, why don't you tell the story of how you learned to stop biting people, Donkey?
Why, that's an excellent idea. Excellent. You tell that story, Don Quixote, and I'll rush off now, all righty? Good day, Don Quixote. Yeah. Good day.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely. Well, what about my parcel,
Mr.
McFeely?
Oh, I'm sorry, Don Quixote. That was my main purpose. Oh, here, we'll just settle right here. Oh, I get so excited. Good day, Miss Saturday. Good day,
Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Mr. McFeely. He's always in such a hurry.
Yes, well, that's what his speedy delivery's all about, I guess. Well, now, are you ready to come with me to the castle?
Hee-haw, it sounds like a grand idea.
Well, if you'll just follow me this way, we can go together to the dance room, and we'll make up those stories, all right?
Hee-haw, wonderful day, wonderful window, wonderful lady, wonderful idea.
All right, just follow me, Donkey.
Hee-haw.
Oh, I hope they ask us to come to the dance room, too. Wouldn't you like to hear the story of how Don Quixote learned not to bite? Little babies bite sometimes, you know, but they have to learn how not to, too. Just the way you and I learned how not to. What'd you say? Oh, thank you very much. Hello? Yes, Edgar, how are you? Oh, I'm glad. We want very much to come. Yes, we were hoping you'd invite us. All right, we'll count to 13, won't we? And we'll be able to go to the dance room. Yes, we will, Edgar. Thank you. Ready to count to 13 with me? Okay. Ready, traffic light? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. To the dance room. 11, 12, 13.
Oh, it's lovely, just beautiful. I love the way you dance, Miss Vetra.
Thank you, Your Highness.
It's such a pleasure to have you back with us here in my royal castle. Takes such practice, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Exercises, always doing exercises.
Well, with fingers and eyes and legs and arms.
Everything.
Oh, what a pleasure to have you here.
I do hope we're not too late.
Oh, Sarah Saturday, we're delighted to see you at any time. Miss Vetra, may I present Sarah Saturday and Don Quixote?
Delighted to meet you.
Well, hee-haw, same here. I sure am delighted too, haw-hee.
A donkey's all ready to tell us a story for your dance, Miss Vetra.
Oh, yes.
But, of course, my story will be first. Everyone will give a story for a dance, but, of course, the king's comes first.
Naturally. I was going to ask you if you wouldn't give us your story first, King Friday.
Oh, really? Yes. Well, I will.
Good.
My story is about the first day I got my first crown, Miss Vetra. Mm-hmm. There I was, sleeping in my princely room, and oh, the morning came, and I awakened and looked out of my window and saw it was a beautiful day. And then I got dressed, and I opened my door to the royal hall, and what should I see but 17 pillows, and on top of those pillows, my first crown.
How beautiful.
Well, I placed it on my head and regally marched around my own room and all through the palace, happy for the day.
That is a beautiful story.
Could you dance that one for us, please?
I'll try.
Oh, thank you. I'm anxious to see how she will dance my story. I imagine she will start with the part where I said, I was a prince, asleep in my princely room. Excellent, Miss Vetra. Excellent. That's exactly the way it was when I got my crown for the first time. Well, now it's Don Quixote's turn. Don't you think?
Do tell me the story, Don Quixote.
Yeah. Well, once upon a time, I was a biting donkey. I bit people, and people were afraid of me.
Ooh.
So I was all by myself, and I was lonely, and I didn't know why. And one day I decided, maybe it's because I'm a biting donkey. So I decided just to use my mouth for chewing my food and talking. And after that, I had a lot of friends after I learned not to bite anymore.
That's a good story.
Excellent story. Do you think you could dance that story?
I will try.
Good. So now Miss Vetra is going to be a donkey who first bit and after a while learned not to bite, but to use his mouth for talking and chewing his food. Miss Vetra? Thank you.
Oh, that was just excellent, just excellent. Didn't you think it was, Don Quixote?
Oh, well, I certainly thought it was.
Yeah, I really did. Do you know what my best friend gave me after I learned not to bite anymore?
What was that, Don Quixote?
Yeah, a piece of the rainbow.
A piece of the rainbow? What a lovely idea. It's sort of like the seal of a promise, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is.
A lovely idea, just lovely.
Yes, well, it's your turn now, Sarah Saturday.
Well, I hadn't thought much of for a story. Maybe I'll just make mine up right now.
Whatever you like. Miss Vetra seems to be able to dance anything we tell her about.
Well, once upon a time, there was a little baby. Yes. And his mother had to go out for some shopping, so she called her good friend, Sarah. And she said, Sarah, would you come and sit with my baby while I go shopping? But Sarah was visiting a very special friend and just hated to leave. But she knew that she needed to take care of the little one because big people used to be little and they needed somebody to take care of them. So when you get to be grown up, you take care of little people. So Sarah went to take care of the little one.
Oh, lovely, Miss Vetra. A very touching story, Sarah Saturday.
Well, the story is really true, King Friday. And my friend does need me to go to her home and take care of the little one. You know, I love to sing to the babies while I sit with them. I sing, I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once I was very little too. Now I take care of you. I think I'll just take a pretend piece of the rainbow and give each one of you one. Here, Don Quixote, is a little pretend piece of the rainbow.
Yeehaw, thanks very much.
Here, Miss Vetra, is a pretend piece of the rainbow for you.
Beautiful.
And here, King Friday, is a pretend piece of the rainbow for you.
Is this a promise of return?
Yes, it is, King Friday. And your bit of rainbow is the biggest I've ever given to anyone.
It is?
Yes, King Friday, you're a very special man to me.
I am? Well, I'm a king.
I know. But you're a fine man underneath that, too.
Farewell then, Sarah Saturday. You will return.
Yes, I will, after I've taken care of the little one.
Farewell, Sarah Saturday.
Farewell, everyone.
Farewell. Yeah, farewell.
Farewell, Sarah Saturday. Well, in the meantime, we shall go to the tea room and have some refreshment. Excellent story dances, Miss Vetra.
Thank you.
Yeehaw, may I come too, Ahi?
Of course, Don Quixote. You're a fine donkey too. Are you ready? To the tea room, then. I shall meet you there, Miss Vetra.
10, 11, 12, 13. So, Sarah Saturday's going off to take care of a little one. She often does babysit, you know, for her friends. Bet she's a good babysitter. She's so understanding about how people feel. The king will miss her. He always misses her when she goes away. Yeah. That's a good idea, making up stories and then dancing to them, don't you think? You could make up a story. And you could make up a dance to a story, too. That one about Don Quixote biting, not having any friends. Then after a while he realized, I don't have any friends, I wonder why. Then he figured out it was because he bit people. So he changed. He was able to grow that way. I loved that part about the rainbow, didn't you? Let's try that. You just pick out a piece of the air beside you, pretend it's a rainbow, and then hand it to somebody in your family and say, here's a piece of the rainbow. It's pretend, sure. But pretending's good, yeah. And it's good to take care of people, isn't it? As you grow, you take care of more and more people. I'm taking care of you, taking good care of you. For once I was very little too. Now I take care of you. Mm-hmm. I like that too. Well, I better get my toothbrush, toothpaste and powder. Because the dentist takes care of us. And he likes us to take care of our teeth, too. Now I take care of you. I like the parts each day when I'm able to be with you. We sort of take care of each other, don't we? Yep. Visit together. Enjoy each other. And I guess the next time that we'll be enjoying each other together will be tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Here's a bit of pretend rainbow. It's my promise that I'll be back tomorrow. See you then. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.